This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. In a little over 2 minutes from now, if you're hanging around in London, if you're in London at this moment listening to this program, you're going to hear a sound like this. That, of course, is London's Big Ben marking the quarter hour. And if you're standing anywhere in London, you're going to hear it. But you're going to hear it in your own particular way. And that's really not enough. Just listening with one set of ears was not enough for our friend Paddy O'Connell, the BBC host, and our colleague joining us from Broadcasting House in London. Paddy, it wasn't enough for you. Just one version, one set of ears listening to Big Ben, right?
John Hay from London. Well, now, Big Ben only chimes the hours, so the biggest bell of all, Ben, is only heard doing the hours, but the chimes on the quarter hour are another set of bells. So we were in cahoots with the American sound sculpture artist Bill Fontana, who placed six microphones to record these sounds at different distances, giving you the impression of the passage of time.
So when you say the passage of time, what exactly do you mean?
Well, we know that sound travels at a determinate speed. And wherever you are in the world, you are hearing it different to me, John. If you're standing 10 feet in front of me and there's a beautiful jazz band in the middle of, the middle of the square, you're hearing it a bit before me. So this is a way of hearing sound travel through space in a different time, because the overlapping sounds, when you put them through your brain and you just switch the imagination button on, those overlapping sounds, they are time. That is motion. That is space.
And what are you smoking there, Paddy?
Will you come over here anytime you want?
Yeah. So you actually, on your website, you're streaming the sound of the bells in this sound sculptural configuration. We're going to hear that in just a moment. Is the idea here to keep people from being jealous of all the people in the world that get to hear Big Ben before they do, maybe 10 milliseconds later?
Well, look, it's not the first time that I've woken up to the fact that sometimes to see your own environment, you need someone from outside. All of my American friends who visit me in London, they always allow me to see a new part of my city. And I like to think that when I visit my American friends, I sometimes do that other than just a bar, John. So I think what this does is just to remind you of the urban landscape. Bill Fontana has worked with the foghorns in San Francisco Bay. He's worked with the sounds that go through the cables on Brooklyn Bridge. He's trying to show us that the urban jungle has got the chirruping cockroaches and the birds and the monkeys, but you just got to listen. You got to turn your ears on.
And so in a sense, this is the sound right here of not only Big Ben chiming, but of all the people of London, in a sense, listening. And in fact, if we were in London right now, we'd be hearing the quarter hour, right, Paddy?
Yeah, because it's quarter of. But I've got an email here from a woman who wrote to us saying that she was on the phone talking to her 85-year-old mum how to get the sound sculpture. Suddenly, a jackdaw or a rook cawed through her speakers all the way from Westminster to the centre of Wales where she was listening. It was live. So you've got a whole host of interactions with this.
Paddy, we're gonna leave it there, but it's beautiful, bringing the world together with sound and time. Big Ben, Paddy O'Connell in London.